This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Israel said its forces intended to act against Hamas and other militant groups operating in the area. On Monday, medics said Israeli military strikes killed several Palestinians. The recent escalation comes with little hope of an end in sight to the war, as diplomacy efforts by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States have so far failed to close the gap between Israel and Hamas, whose leaders trade blame over the lack of a ceasefire agreement. According to two Egyptian security sources, neither Hamas nor Israel agreed to several compromises presented by mediators at talks in Cairo on Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah pulled back after an exchange of heavy fire over the weekend that briefly raised fears of an all-out war. But their decades-long conflict is far from over. Regional tensions linked to the war in Gaza are still high, and it's probably only a matter of time before another escalation. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah did not rule out another retaliatory attack over an Israeli airstrike last month that killed a top commander. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this is not the end of the story. The death toll from devastating floods caused by relentless monsoon rain and overflowing rivers in Bangladesh has risen to 23, with around 1.24 million families stranded across 11 districts, officials said on Monday. As floodwaters recede slowly, many of the 5.7 million affected people remain isolated and in urgent need of food, clean water, medicine, and dry clothes. Above all, in remote areas where blocked roads have hindered rescue and relief efforts. This is VOA News. A huge Russian missile and drone salvo launched at Ukraine on Monday targeted energy facilities nationwide and left several people dead. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Thousands of residents took shelter underground as sirens blared through Kyiv overnight. I would like to see a response to Moscow so that they will feel what we feel, says this woman. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched more than 200 missiles and drones in the attack. And neighboring NATO member Poland reported a drone had probably entered its airspace during the bombardment. Kyiv said the attack targeted power or other critical infrastructure in at least 10 regions.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Ukraine says it has a new homegrown long-range weapon that will allow it to strike deep into Russia without asking permission from allies. With the characteristics of a missile and a drone, it was created due to urgent necessity, Ukrainian officials said, as Russia has dominated the sky since the outbreak of the war in February 2022. President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed on Saturday its existence, calling it a new class of weapon. Officials in the Central African Republic, or CAR, say health workers striving to contain an outbreak of the Mpox virus are complaining of difficulties gaining safe access to towns and villages where armed gangs operate. Steve Miller reports for Moki Edwin Kendezka from Yaoundé, Cameroon.
CAR government troops are fighting rebels to stop violence and political turmoil that began in 2013. The Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, is another country with internal armed conflict, and the WHO says that the country has more than 95% of the total of about 17,000 cases of Mpox reported globally this year. The Central African state reports close to 530 deaths from the disease. The UN says within the past few months, the virus has spread to five DRC neighbor nations, CAR, Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda. For Moki Edwin Kinzica, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Police in Iceland have called off a search for two tourists initially believed missing after the collapse of an ice cave that killed one person and seriously injured another. Police say they now believe no one is missing. Icelandic authorities said they called off the search after examining the tour operator's records and determining that only 23 people were on the trip, not 25 as was first believed. One person died and one person was seriously injured on Sunday when the cave collapsed shortly before 3 p.m. local time. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.